Our story here is a story, as you may understand, can take one step further from Fahrenheit 451, where the police or whoever they are, the Fahrenheit 451s actually collect books from people and burn them publicly. To save the citizens from disturbances and worry or whatever. Well, I guess Ray Bradbury wrote this as, of course he did, as a future dystopian thing. But it's not exactly the future we are in now. But somehow or other, we can make it into our story. They did it in a much smarter way than, I mean, it's a big job going around collecting books and burning them. They made people stop reading them. They can hardly read anymore, or to speak of, keep up the attention span to read an entire book. But it's in books that reality can be found, that actual facts can be found, knowledge, not in the social media stream where you share pictures of your food and your cats. And funny memes. So yeah. We can make a kind of pastiche, what do you call it in English, on 451. With the same thing there, a guy or girl, who then anyway decides to go to the library and borrow books and start reading them, just like Daddy did, and Mommy. And these people there in the library, we can show the library if it still exists, but it's still somehow upkept by almost volunteer souls, at least. I don't know what's going on upkeeping the libraries. But you have people sitting there, stalwarts, real book lovers, and they just love it when the kids come in and they can lead them around and guide them into this wonderful world. We can show those scenes to this happy librarian. Nerdy kids and oldies working there, pulling book carts and things. Sorting books. Books, books, books. So we show how he gets into, she gets into that world. And how a new world opens.